Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. Police are investigating the motorcycle and ute crash just outside Robina Town Centre overnight, which sent one man to hospital with significant leg injuries. It's understood a motorbike was travelling west on Collier Quays approaching Lido Parade around 6:30 last night when a Ford Courier commenced a right-hand turn into the car park and a collision occurred. A 57-year-old Gilston man sustained serious injuries and was taken to Gold Coast Uni Hospital, while a 38-year-old man from Surface was not injured in the crash. Gold Coasters have been warned by the Australian Competition and Consumer Watchdog to expect electricity bills to remain high. In its latest National Electricity Market report, it revealed the average power bill had already gone up by 23%. It says National Cabinet will convene today to hash out a plan to drive down prices through 2023. The New South Wales Police Force will welcome 151 new constables as the final class of 2022 is sworn in today. The class comprises of 116 men and 35 women, with four heading to the Tweed and Byron Police Division. And health authorities have confirmed that a Victorian teenager contracted meningococcal disease while at schoolies on the Sunshine Coast. AMA Queensland are urging Gold Coast residents to be on alert for symptoms, especially those in the area between November 26 and December 3. Dr. Maria Bolton tells us what to look out for.
Can be a fever, chills, muscle aches and pains, headaches, a stiff neck, pain in your joints, a rash which can be red or purple. It can be spotty or bruisey. You can become sensitive to light. You can develop nausea and vomiting.
Updating local sport, and in AFL, the Suns will take on Fremantle in the first fixtures for premiership points at the inaugural gather round. The AFL confirming this morning round 5 matches, with all 9 games to be played in South Australia. Gold Coast will clash the Dockers on April 14, 2023.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.